Hi all, thank you for joining our session, The Road to Interoperability in CI/CD. My name is Fatih Ermenci and I work for Ericsson Software Technology as a developer based in Stockholm, Sweden. I am also the co-chair of the Continuous Data Foundation Special Interest Group Interoperability.
Hi all, I'm Cara Dunamuk. I work at CloudBees with the Jenkins and Jenkins X open source communities. And I'm the co-chair of the Continuous Delivery Foundation's Interoperability SIG. The road to interoperability in CI/CD. In the context of continuous integration, continuous delivery, and continuous deployment, what are we talking about when we talk about interoperability? Interoperability, composability, and extensibility are all terms to describe the openness of a system. That is, its ability to offer components that can easily be used by or integrated into other systems. However, integration and interoperability, while often used synonymously, are not the same and have significant differences. Integration is generally understood as combining applications to function together. These applications don't necessarily have common interfaces. So, for example, they could use different data formats. The result is often when engineering teams need to have these applications work together, they write glue code. And these custom solutions have maintenance costs. In addition, services can become tightly coupled, and it can be a significant engineering effort to later replace one of the applications for something else. Interoperability, on the other hand, focuses on open interfaces that enable controlled and defined access to services from a different application or system. An interface is a shared boundary across which two or more separate components of a system or multiple systems exchange information. If the interface is well specified and openly available, multiple service providers can implement the service and enable users to consume the service in a known way using the defined interface. This provides a number of practical advantages. For example, if client A consumes a service provided by B, through a well-defined interface, A could switch to consume C's implementation of the same service, which uses the same interface definition, and A should not experience any failures. How B or C implement the service is not relevant to the client A, which is only concerned with the specifications of the interface. The ability to replace one implementation of a service with another that operates in the same way without causing failures is interoperability. Well-defined public interfaces enable interoperability by enabling both access and multiple implementations. The result for end users of those interfaces is that they have a choice in which implementation to consume and the ability to switch between implementations without experiencing any failures. When I wrote this slide, I realized that everything under integration was basically work that the end user had to do, and everything under interoperability basically was the result of work that had already been done when building services that the users would consume. So the result is less work for the consumers. When we look at the continuous delivery landscape, and this landscape has been developed by the Continuous Delivery Foundation, we can see that the continuous delivery ecosystem is flourishing. There's a rapidly growing set of CI/CD tools available for end users, and this is fantastic. The new tools and technologies being developed bring fresh approaches to problems or issues within the CI/CD domain. However, the explosion in the number of tools is not without its challenges. Interoperability among them. So let's look more closely at interoperability within the CI/CD context. These points can be considered areas of focus, and they are discussed further in the Continuous Delivery Foundation's interoperability white paper, which is due to be published soon, and in the interoperability SIG itself and its work streams. So, pipeline standardization and/or standardization in pipeline languages. The goal is to have the ability to migrate or run pipelines created on one tool on another one, as is. Next, the ability to connect pipelines running on different tools in a standardized way. And pipeline data for traceability or visualization. And the goal here is to propagate data from CI/CD tools in a way that external tools can consume, regardless of what CI/CD tool created that data. And events in CI/CD. So we define an event following cloud events definition as a data record expressing an occurrence and its context. The goal is the standardization of events so that CI/CD tools that adhere to this standard can interoperate with each other. The common theme across these different perspectives is data, and exchanging data across various tools and systems that may be employed by an organization as part of their CI/CD systems. The data could be either in the form of pipeline definitions, could be consumed by pipelines as input, or produced by pipelines as output. This means that the definition of interoperability in the CI/CD domain is not different from how it is defined in other domains. It is about data and the exchange of it. Among the activities of the interoperability SIG, we look at existing user case studies, such as how Jenkins X incorporates Tecton as its pipeline engine to help users build and deliver software using the cloud well. Jenkins X uses Tecton for standardized declarative pipeline APIs and build execution. When users install Jenkins X, Tecton is also installed into the Kubernetes cluster. When users create new applications or import existing ones, Jenkins X will automatically add pipelines as code Tecton resources to the Git repository alongside the source code and configure webhook handling for Git events. The Tecton pipeline resources that are added come from a base set of reusable pipelines that live in the Jenkins X pipeline catalog. So the Jenkins X project essentially aligned its pipeline definitions with Tecton and made it super easy to reuse any tasks from the Tecton catalog inside any Jenkins X created pipeline. That level of integration and interoperability between CI/CD tools is relatively rare in the CI/CD ecosystem and remains specific to individual projects. Given the burgeoning but still fragmented CI/CD ecosystem, we welcome the creation of the Continuous Delivery Foundation in 2019. And to be clear, the interoperability SIG, which Fatih and I co-chair, is part of the Continuous Delivery Foundation. The Continuous Delivery Foundation provides a vendor-neutral home for many open-source projects for continuous delivery, such as Jenkins, Jenkins X, Tecton, Spinnaker, Screwdriver, and Ortelius. In addition to providing a neutral home for projects within the CD space, the CDF is also helping to define appropriate terminology, open standards, and abstractions. These efforts assist with interoperability between CD components and promote innovation in the areas that can provide the most value. Okay. So now Fatih will speak more about the interoperability SIG and its founding.
What about Special Interest Group Interoperability? The idea to form the Special Interest Group Interoperability was brought up during KubeCon North America 2019 in San Diego. Few people from various communities who wanted to collaborate on addressing the challenges in CI/CD interoperability area came together and proposed the formation of the SIG, the Continuous Delivery Foundation Technical Oversight Committee. The Continuous Delivery Foundation Oversight Committee approved the formation of the Special Interest Group Interoperability during January 2020. So the SIG is now 1 year old. When the SIG was proposed, there were 6 members from 3 different communities. Over the past year, the interest and participation to our SIG increased significantly, and we now have 23 community members coming from 9 different communities. Apart from community participation, the members to our SIG are coming from different industries, such as web scale, cloud telecommunications, and e-commerce. And as you can note that the cross-pollination across different industries is beneficial, but what is most critical is community participation. I think we are pretty healthy community when it comes to participation from communities as well. I mentioned the SIG is 1 year old, so what is our progress? One of the first things we noticed during our meetings is that even though everyone knows what CI/CD is, the terms we used to communicate with each other differed. To ease the communication, we created a document and collected the terms used by different CI/CD tools and technologies together. Finally, we mapped those terms with each other, helping us to find what one term means in one tool and what that term corresponds to what in another tool. Currently, there are 16 different tools and technologies listed in our document, and we call this document Rosetta Stone for CI/CD. And the document is available in our Special Interest Group Interoperability repository on GitHub. The next thing we did was to reach a consensus on the needs, challenges, and opportunities. For example, for some participants to the SIG, pipeline standardization was pretty important, but for others, they want to explore the possibility of using events in CI/CD. This resulted in our SIG roadmap, and we released our roadmap during June 2020, and the roadmap is available within our repository on GitHub. And we will do our best to keep our roadmap up to date based on the progress and the work we are doing within Special Interest Group Interoperability. Apart from that, events were something quite few members of the SIG shown interest. So we adopted a work stream setup within our Special Interest Group. The work stream gives people opportunity to identify like-minded people, start working on a specific topic in a smaller group, and try to identify how they can have progress on the topic. Time to time, the members of work streams come back to Special Interest Group Interoperability, talk about their progress, talk about their difficulties, or talk about what they want to collaborate on with the broader group. And time to time, they also come and ask for help, and we obviously try to do our best to enable people to continue their work with the topic they've chosen. And the first work stream we created is events in CI/CD, and there's a talk within an hour given by Andrea Ferratoli talking about this specific work stream. The next topic we start talking about is standardized metadata. For even a simple pipeline, lots of metadata is produced and consumed. How this metadata is produced or consumed, and based on what, is not standardized. True, there are initiatives or there is work done by some other communities within this topic, but there is no holistic approach to this area. And in order to identify the existing efforts, what they have been doing and what are the differences and similarities across those, we started this work on standardized metadata. And this is pretty recent work, so everyone is welcome to take part in it and collaborate and contribute. And another thing we did over the past year was to reach out to other communities, either by taking part in conferences or publishing blog posts or taking part in podcasts. And one of the major things we did during the past year is that we worked on a white paper to be released by Continuous Layer Foundation. And within this white paper, we summarized the challenges identified by the workstream members or the Special Interest Group Interoperability members. We tried to highlight what are the possible ways to tackle those challenges together with some case studies from different companies and communities. This white paper will be released by CDF soon, so keep an eye on CDF website and subscribe to their newsletter. And the last thing I want to talk about is the future. So one of the other topics we discussed, but we didn't put too much effort on, is the reusable libraries. As you can guess, many of us working on different things, and we are creating tools or libraries, and we are putting them on our GitHub repositories or putting them on the repositories of the communities we are collaborating with. And sometimes those libraries are not maintained well, even though there may be many users relying on those libraries. And in order for us to maintain those libraries in a good way and make them visible, we start talking about how we can provide home for those libraries within Continuous Layer Foundation. So if you are working with a library or if you are relying on a library with no maintainer, please reach out to us so we can help you with the library and provide home for it. Another more recent topic that came up during our SIG meetings was the collaboration with the Continuous Layer Foundation End User Council. And within the End User Council meetings, there are many conversations happening on user challenges and needs. And this is pretty important input to our Special Interest Group Interoperability discussions, because the user-driven approach to these things sometimes make difference, because while the communities work on certain things, they may miss the user aspects of those things. So it is important to bring the users together with the communities. And finally, like another community, what you bring to the community is what you can find others to work with. So if you have some ideas within your mind, or if we are already working on some things that are in interoperability area, or if you are having some challenges within the interoperability area, just reach out to us, join us within our meetings, join our Slack channel, and collaborate with us. So thank you.
Most of the work in the CI/CD domain is driven by communities. And so we invite you and your communities to join us in the interoperability SIG. The ideas incubated and specifications developed by communities tend to become de facto standards. For example, with cloud events. We believe that cross-collaboration and pollination across communities and industries is key to addressing challenges, because these bring diverse perspectives that enable us to develop better solutions together. Please do join us in the Continuous Delivery Foundation's Interoperability SIG. There are links in the slides on how to find out more about the Interoperability SIG and the Continuous Delivery Foundation. We thank you for listening to our talk, your interest in interoperability in CI/CD, and we welcome your questions.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, please ask any questions you might have in the channel, then we can see here. I see one, but I was replying in the channel. Maybe Kara, or you can also help. How can an individual contributor donate some hours to help main initiatives?
Yeah, as we summarized during our session presentation, this initiative, the interoperability work, is driven as special interest group under Continuous Delivery Foundation as an open community effort. So if anyone is interested to participate in the work we are doing and contribute to that, you can join our weekly bi-weekly meetings. We have them every first and third Thursdays. And also you can join our Slack channel and look at our GitHub repository to see what is there you are interested to contribute. So I can put the links to the chat, and you can see the information about the work we are doing from the repository and the meeting logistic information. And if you have a specific idea in your mind, just, again, join one of the meetings or join to Slack channel and just type it, and someone will definitely answer that and help guide you about where to look. So I see another question on chat. Jürgen asked, are there any examples of the cloud events you mentioned in the talk? This events work stream we mentioned during our talk is looking at events, and cloud events is one.